When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Weber Thomas. I'm 21 years old and I love my dad. Today I'm joined by my number one co-host, Lee.
Timing.
Apparently,
I'm what? Not 42 years
apparently,
old.
You're 42.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Let's see what the apparently kid has to say about that. Hey, apparently kids.
Oh. Apparently, you're 42. No, and I've apparently never met anyone who's so old in my entire
I'm 32.
Life.
I'm
dang.
Apparently, you're 10 years older than you. Apparently, you actually say you are.
No,
apparently,
I
apparently, brother.
Ain't nothing better than this.
Hey, apparently, brother.
I messed up the keyboard, my dude.
Apparently, brother, come in here.
Yeah, I guess the other one.
What about apparently, brother? Hey, I sound different now.
That's definitely that's Bubby.
That sounds like Bubby.
What are you saying?
That's Bubby.
What are you saying? Who's Bubby? I've never heard that Bubby.
Wait, are you apparently kid or are you Bubby?
Apparently, you think I'm Bubby.
Sounds like Bubby's trying to be apparently kid.
No, I'm not.
No,
can I have $5?
Yeah.
I have $5.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Why do you want $5?
Here you go. That's... I just...
I gotta go. Apparently.
Wait, dude, we were just tricked. But Bubby just left. He just came in here acting like apparently kid and... made Rod give him $5 and now he's out. He's
I gone. Am the Burnley kid.
What is that guy?
Oh, that?
I am the Burnley kid. Can I have $5?
No!
Wait, you're not apparently kid.
Gotta go.
Nobody gave him any money. Hold on. All these random people are just coming in here. Wait, I think Bubby's wait, telling everybody it worked.
Hi. I'm Woody Allen. I mean, apparently kid.
You're not apparently kid. You're Woody Allen.
Can I have $5?
Do the apparently.
Yeah, well...
Maybe.
Personally.
No.
Oh, no.
You can't even remember
doesn't
how to
even
say
know what it.
Get
is.
Out of here. Go.
Woody, get
I
out.
I hit him. Okay, he left. All right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, let me figure out this.
Oh, God. Clay.
What?
Ew, you just pumped some diesel in here, man.
Already?
Come yeah. On, oh, God.
What is going on with this keyboard?
Clay, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. You guys smell that?
Maybe in? The keyboard's broken because you're pumping such terrible diesel.
It's okay. I had
yeah.
beans.
Yeah, Clay, you're pumping diesel.
I'm vegan now.
Yeah, now you're pumping some new special brand of diesel.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's that eco diesel.
You guys that eco-friendly diesel. Oh, dude, yeah. You're pumping some diesel in here, man. Yeah. Oh, it's seeping into the keys, my man.
Oh, and, oh.
Oh, Clay.
Clay, what are you...
What are we doing today?
What am I doing? I'm not pumping diesel.
God, you're addicted to this diesel crap.
Well, I love pumping diesel, but not in the workplace.
Well, you like to pump your own diesel.
I pump my own diesel out in the open.
Yeah.
If you pump diesel in the workplace, tweet, pumping diesel.
Hey, Chris, you don't seem like a person that farts. Is this true or not true?
I try not to.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're polite and you're raised by a mom.
Yeah. And my wife doesn't like it.
I'm raised by a freaking...
I'm not pumping diesel in front of my girlfriend.
Really?
Who's overage.
Me and Wendy fart on each other daily.
Well, here's the problem.
You guys fart on each other?
What I've realized is I got all the same friends I've had my whole life, for the most part, or at least for half of it. And I can't be so comfortable just pumping diesel around them.
And so I gotta set some boundaries.
Yeah.
So I ain't pumping diesel around my girlfriend because I don't want to just start pumping diesel. If I pump diesel around her, I'm gonna be pumping diesel in the workplace, like old Clay over
don't
here.
Don't you get belly aches though, holding in all that diesel?
No.
Really?
I think moment you do, but
then I walk outside goes away. And I push the diesel.
Sometimes I'll go to the bathroom and I'll pump some diesel in there.
Yeah.
Bro, you go to the bathroom to pump diesel?
Yeah, sometimes. If I don't want to do it around, like, around people.
Around a girl?
Around a, well.
Rod?
No, you're come blushing. On.
Rod
no.
Is blushing.
Leave me alone.
Hey, Rod's blushing. Please, blushing music with Dice Pop 10.
No, come on. I just don't.
Rod, you're blushing.
I'll go far.
Rod's coming. Hey, Rod's coming.
No. No.
It's, wait, that's cute. Oh, no, it's cute, Rod. You're coming.
Right. Is that cute?
It's really cute that you are coming.
What are we doing today?
What do you mean, what are we doing today, man?
I don't know. We have this new layout, and
our new layout is we don't talk about the whole plot of a movie throughout because it gets hard. But I will say I did see Ma, which at a packed theater.
You saw huh?
Ma.
You saw huh?
No, Ma.
You saw huh?
Ma.
What is this Ma?
It's M-A.
Ma.
It's a film.
Keep on spelling
it. It's a thriller, comedy
continue
thriller.
Continue spelling the movie.
M-A, that's it. Ma.
Huh?
Two letters.
Is there exclamation
yeah,
point?
You can spell that, you're stupid.
Wait, Clay, you tried to spell Ma.
Oh, you can't because you're
wait,
stupid.
Wait a second, one second.
He's thinking about it. Let him think.
Stupid. You're my stupidest friend, and you're my oldest friend, and it makes me feel embarrassed.
Hold up.
You're stupid.
M-O-M-M-A.
That's mommy.
Wait, what?
That's mommy.
Okay.
Wait, did you say Emma MMA?
M-O-M-M-A, man.
Okay, well, okay, ready?
That's mommy.
Here it is. Let me spell it. Ready?
You're stupid as hell.
You ready?
Yeah.
Starts with an M, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. You got it?
Then?
Here we go.
M-A with Joe Rogan.
Oh.
You wish.
Baby.
Okay, you're stupid. I'm going to hit you.
Wait, say that again.
Sorry, I just got hit. Where am I?
Well, sorry. So I was at the City Walk, and I saw this movie in a pet.
What city?
Universal.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so let me set up our day.
Okay.
We went to the Margaritaville, owned by Jimmy Buffett. Mm-hmm. We had burger.
Had W's.
And then we went and saw Ma.
Do you get margarita?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're good.
Oh, so
they better be.
They're a sugary dessert treat, more so than most margaritas. Anyway, so
this is where the Simpsons live?
Yes.
Okay.
They live there.
Apu?
Apu and the gang, yeah.
Hell yeah.
One second, let me just write this down. This is canceled. I just gotta remember that.
Sorry, Chris.
And so Ma is a comedy thriller, okay? And it was advertised more as like, not as funny as it is. But uh-huh. People are definitely aware that they're being funny in this movie.
Is it... Okay, let me think.
It's funny, dude.
Okay, is it like...
People are howling.
Is it Life Aquatic funny? Or is it the Mumblecore movie funny, haha funny?
It's somewhere in the middle. I'd say it's right in the middle.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. And Octavia Spencer's hilarious, and I...
Would you say it's Master of None funny or Louis funny?
I'd say it's better.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
Stone.
Bold.
It's in a different category.
Is canceled.
Why am I canceled?
For even bringing that up.
You brought that up.
Yeah, no, but you.
You brought that up. Now you're trying to cancel me because I was calling you out for pulling the
yeah, well, Clay's like really part of cancel culture right now.
I'm like that the limpy guy from that one movie.
Diary of Wimpy Kid?
Chris. Dang. Already been canceled.
Oh, I can't talk. Once you're canceled, you can't talk anymore.
Can't bring up Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's small?
Listen.
Because you're...
I'm trying to tell you. I'm the Wimpy guy from Unusual Suspects.
Usual Suspects.
Never seen it.
You're never. Verbal.
I haven't seen it, and I won't see it now. Canceled.
You're Kevin Spacey?
You're Kevin Spacey.
Wait, what's
so you just canceled yourself.
Let me just write this down real quick.
What?
Clay is canceled because his favorite actor is Kevin Spacey.
Didn't Bryan Singer make that movie?
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
Bryan Singer's made that the movie that I was apparently, it was freaking...
Wait, apparently Kid just came in here and took your pen, Clay. Get out of here!
Oh, you can't hit, apparently. Oh,
you definitely can't do that.
Hey, you killed him!
You cannot.
Oh, wait, no, he's alive. He's
Let me just write this down. Clay is canceled of hitting a minor.
Okay, so Ma is good. So everybody go see it. And see it with some friends who are trying to have a good time. Because that's what this movie's about. Octavia Spencer is really good. I can't remember who directed it, but it's written by Scotty Landis, and he clearly was having a good
Scotty
time.
Scotty who?
Scotty Landis, not Max.
That might... Okay.
Oh, my God.
No relation?
No relation.
All right.
So go check that out.
Is this all that you want to tell me about this movie?
Well, what do you mean? Well, I mean, there's a... I don't want to... Do I spoil the end?
I don't know.
Yeah. Has it been out long enough?
Yeah.
It's been out for a while.
Well, okay, at the end, they take away the... So, Octavia Spencer...
I want to review the ending, so...
Okay, Octavia Spencer goes... It turns out that she was bullied by all the kids who she's sort of, like, taking in and saying, you can party at my house.
Their
and
parents.
She starts... If yeah, you're... She, oh, sorry, she was bullied by their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. And so she... And then as they sort of start to get creeped out by her, she starts to latch onto them even harder.
Yeah.
And she does fucked up shit. And one of the horrific things that she does at the end is she decides to take away their most popular, cool, the thing they're known for. So
healthcare?
No, they're not known for having healthcare.
Okay.
So she takes away the popular funny girl's mouth by sewing it shut.
Yeah.
She takes
Ouch!
Away. Yeah. She takes away, and they're all knocked out. They're cold while this is happening. She takes away the other guy's washboard's abs by ironing them and
mm-hmm.
burning them.
Mm-hmm.
She does something else to somebody else, It's like horrific and bad.
Wait, washboard abs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she ironed?
She irons them so they're burned.
Yeah, what about that don't you get, Clay?
You're thinking of ironing board abs.
Ironing board. So you had iron board abs?
No.
He had washboard abs, and she used it as an ironing board.
Yeah, which is wrong, and that's why they set on fire.
Holy, she sounds dumb as hell. Come on, man. I'm too angry to write.
You're mad?
Well, anyway, so she does all these horrific things, these people, and then there's a black kid, and she's black, and she's like, they always wanted me to be white, so now I'm going to make you white. And I thought she was going to, like...
This is like Bleach.
Bleach him or something like something really fucked up. But she just sort of takes like household paint and sort of just paints his face.
Yeah.
And then they all wake up.
Yeah, that can come off, right?
It comes right off. They all wake up and they're like in hell, like, right? Because you can't open your mouth. You're burned. You're all this stuff. And then the kid with his face painted is like having to act like he's also in an equal amount of torture, but he's just got some like annoying crusty paint on him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I recommend everybody go see it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
What else have we seen? Nothing.
I saw John Wick 3. I saw John Wick 1, 2, and 3.
I saw all that in the same day.
Me too. I saw all three. I saw John Wick 3 three times.
I saw it twice. Cool. Hell yeah.
I love it.
Me too.
Best scene? Dog. No.
Where the dog does this.
Yeah, he does do that.
My favorite scene.
That's your favorite scene?
John Wick kills the guy with the horse.
My favorite scene is when he...
The horse stuff is great.
It's so funny.
Horse
he can
fight.
Kill people with a horse.
Yeah.
I loved that. But I really liked the villain. I'd say this was the best, like, most compelling fighter villain. Like, the dude who works at the sushi spot.
Oh, the bald guy. Yeah, yeah.
The way that he's a big fan of John Wick, I thought was really cool.
That's funny.
He likes the movies.
No, he just likes John Wick as an assassin.
Huh?
Yeah, you know how they're the assassins with all the gold coins?
What's just like Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah,
similar.
A little bit.
You have to have those coins in order to have a good time at Chuck E. Cheese. John Wick has to have these coins in order to buy guns from the assassin hotel.
There's a lot of rules in the assassin world, but if you have these coins, it seems like you can pretty much get around the rules.
Like, they're... Yeah. Okay. No rule. What's one of the rules?
You can't kill anybody in the hotel.
New rule.
Yeah.
What?
New rule.
You can't...
Who is it? Who's that?
Bob Mayer.
Okay, well, finish the impression.
Okay. There we go.
Hit it.
No. What?
If you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, you need the gold coins.
That's really good.
That's great.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
More.
Oh, boy.
Do more.
Do okay. more John Wick new rules.
Do a top
John Wick new rules.
More Bob Mir.
I'm Bob. New rules. If you're in the ball pit and you drop all your gold coins, you should have an employee find those gold coins.
Okay.
Is that a rule or is that new just like a you're wait, just does, suggesting
does
he, it?
Does Bob Mir only do new rules for Chuck E. Cheese?
New rule. I can have my cheese pizza in the slide.
It sounds like he's just making rules so he can have a more enjoyable time at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
How old is Bob Mir?
He's 68.
Oh. Wow. Well, any other new rules?
That's about it.
I'm just. So he's the only one who's allowed to have the cheese pizza at the slide.
Yeah. Well, that's his new rule is that Bob Mir can have a cheese pizza on the slide.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's pretty good stuff.
Man, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Remember when we lived in Santa Monica and we drove all the way to Eagle Rock just to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, boy, yeah. How old were we?
We were
over
18.
Yeah.
So that was just a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else
I can
you got?
Smell the pizza now.
Oh, hey, Rod and I. Rod has a new idea for YouTube. So tweet at us if you like this idea.
Yeah, it's actually a really big idea for me.
And Chris, let us know what you think because you're wearing what his idea is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Rod is going to review. Start a YouTube channel and review white T-shirts.
Yeah. It's
oh, cool.
Rod's white T-shirt reviews. That's the name of the YouTube channel.
So he's going to buy a Hanes and a whatever, mm-hmm. Jockey and a
yeah.
whatever.
Too bad you can't just buy one, huh? You got to buy packs.
Well, I could review the entire pack, though, and I think that's a lot of content.
This is like a whites-only type of YouTube.
No.
Just
well,
for his... He's just, talking about white.
White shirts only. Oh. I just am...
So, okay, I do...
Well, actually, maybe that could separate you from the other white T-shirt reviewers, is that you review all color. You're all-inclusive.
Oh, I review other color T-shirts, too?
Yeah.
I could do
Rod's
that.
Rod's not liking the sound of this.
No, I just said I like
Rod's
it.
Rod's pissed off.
No, I like the idea.
Oh, why are you red, then?
God.
That's you remember earlier?
He was blushing,
blushing
earlier,
still.
But now he's fuming.
And he came earlier and it was really sweet.
Oh man. Coming right now.
Wait, why is he coming and he's mad?
I'm not mad.
He's sick. He's a sicko.
No, I'm
sicko. He needs to get mad to get off.
No, I'm blushing. I'm just blushing again. Because...
He's on his phone on Pornhub.
Rod.
No.
What are you watching on Pornhub?
He's got 8 tabs open.
Oh my God.
All Pornhub.
Oh, you're watching anal. Ew! Ew! Rod, all you think about is anal and T-shirts.
That's where the diesel comes from, my dude.
Yeah.
What else are we doing today?
I think this is all. I think.
You got it written down, right?
You
there.
Have the thing.
I just have it all written down, and then everyone who's canceled.
No, you don't. I sat and watched you write down all the stuff we're talking about.
You put all the notes down.
What else?
You're the only one with a piece of paper.
Here's what I got. I got Ma.
We did it.
Okay. Pumping diesel.
Did
well,
it.
You're pumping diesel.
You're pumping diesel on your freaking mouth.
Oh, let's debate. That's what we were going to do. Cause
oh, yeah, we
debate.
Were going to have a debate.
There's a debate
This
tomorrow.
Debate is pissing me off.
Which is today. Today there's going to be a debate.
On Thursday?
Yeah. It's the first one.
Throwback Thursday?
How about all these...
yeah, first thing, Throwback Thursday, you got to have a debate.
Yeah.
Here's a
Andrew Yang wants to give me $1,000 a month.
I like the sound of that.
I like that.
I could use it.
What would you put your $1,000 towards?
Rent.
Rod, I know what you'd put it towards.
White shirts.
What now?
White shirts and anal.
That's right.
I don't even know what you mean.
You put it towards
Rod,
white shirts and
Rod just wrote
premium
down,
membership.
He says White's only Rod YouTube channel
no.
has white T-shirts because you can't see my cum in them. What? Rod, why did you write
gross.
This down?
That's the best you've ever
I
read.
Don't, I yeah, Clay usually has
Clay
a much
can't spell ma, but he's really good at reading. He's not good at spelling.
He has a much easier time.
You know what's pissed me off about this Democratic debate?
Yeah,
what?
Go off.
All blue, every single one of them.
Yeah.
No diversity.
No diversity in thought. Let's get some. Let's silence some of their voices, and then we have some right wing.
Oh, well, that way we can get both sides.
Do you think that there should be Republicans in the Democratic debate?
Yeah, we need Republicans in there so we have both sides. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Purple. It's a purple debate. What, Rod?
What are they going to debate? What color their hair should be? Yeah. Rod, you are pissing me off.
Wait, just, let's hear Rod
this,
out for a second.
This is a Democratic debate. It's between the Democratic candidates.
Over what color? What? Who should they censor at a college now?
No.
Chris, go off on this real quick.
About who they should censor at college?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Well, you gotta...
Nobody.
Yeah.
Or...
Wait, that's a Republican... That's what the Republicans say.
Wait. So Chris is Republican. And
No. No.
Wait, Chris is Republican and no. Right now.
I'm
right in the center, where I belong.
I'm centrist too, and Rod's a Democrat. Can you listen to this leftist loon?
Oh, wait, so if Rod's a Democrat, you're centrist, that means you're in the center. Chris is Republican. Well,
you are
you the moderator?
Libertarian?
I'm the moderator.
Oh, Anderson.
Wait, does...
Kathy Griffin.
Maybe Chris wants to be the moderator.
Ooh, maybe, but I'm also the moderator. But then I'm moderator.
But then you don't get to be Republican.
Oh, I feel like maybe you might be better at it than me.
Okay, fine. Chris is moderator.
All right, I'm moderator.
Okay, let's go for the question.
Who's who again?
I'm Republican, Clay's Democrat, and Rod's... No, Clay's centrist.
Clay is a centrist. He's the perfect centrist.
Okay. And Clay doesn't get any questions asked to him. He just gets to be in the middle.
I get to say whatever I want whenever I want to, because I'm a breath of fresh air, because you hear the leftist loons and these Reaganites.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Clay,
and it doesn't have to be political stuff. It being about anything.
Wit.
Yeah.
Your opponent is going to give $1,000 a month to everybody.
Yeah.
And do you like that?
No, I don't like that, because if he does that, that means
I agree with Wit.
Okay. Yeah. Because here's why. Because our nation's people are going to have some of their money removed.
Yes.
Taken away. And because he wants to do that because of having from Amazon.
Okay,
and
all right.
If Amazon is doing that, then that seems hard.
Okay. Time.
Okay.
Time.
You agree, Clay?
I agree with that. Thank you.
Right, Rod.
Let's see what this leftist loon.
So now I go on.
No, I have a different question for you.
Oh, I have a different question.
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't even get him to weigh in.
Well,
good.
I know what you want to hear his thoughts on that.
Well, that was time up for the entire question, I think.
So you say time's up for...
Is that what happened?
You say time's up for questions, huh?
Whoa,
I don't know. No. No, that's not what I'm saying.
A lot of people would say that...
cancel culture. He wants to cancel everything.
I don't want to cancel...
Well,
I...
he's saying you can't even ask questions anymore.
You can ask questions.
Time's up for questions.
No, is time's up for that one specific question? Is that what happened?
Okay. Rod, the question for you is, a lot of these cars go so fast.
Huh? Okay.
Is there any that go too fast?
Good question.
Beep, beep.
Do any... I think that some cars probably go...
Okay, so you want to censor the speed.
Yeah, I think that...
Oh, my God.
I think that some cars go...
I agree with Wit on this one.
Yeah, Wit has... I think that not only should they go faster, their horn should be louder, and instead of saying beep, beep, and honk, honk, we need to find a third.
Yes.
I think it's important to include a third. We have beep, beep, we have honk, 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 and honk. What else can there be? I'm thinking something like... Bonk, bonk.
Yeah.
Or like they do
in Europe.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Do that again. That's what they do in Europe. That's like kind of beautiful.
That's really pretty.
It's also the theme song for Lost.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Do you like Lost?
Time's up. Clay.
Oh, yes.
A lot of these guys.
Can you ask Wit first?
Okay. Wit. A lot of these guys. Great big fat guys, but they're strong.
Uh-huh. The political guys?
All of them.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I think, what?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you say?
Well, I was going to say that
a lot of these big guys are actually my friends.
Yeah.
And so
a lot of these big guys are my friends.
Oh, okay.
So they shouldn't. We shouldn't body shame them. But at the same time, it is important to be healthy. But sometimes you can be very healthy and still be bigger. Rod, do you agree with this?
Yeah. I definitely agree with this.
I don't like this at all.
How do you be a centrist if everyone agrees?
Time.
About
the big, strong guys?
Let me give you a measured response.
Uh-huh.
Some guys, fat guys, are way too big. They'd be ripping shirts.
Right.
But sometimes it's nice to have a ripped shirt because you can use it as a rag.
Yeah.
Daddy, you're good.
Yeah, you did a good job. All right, let's take a break.
Stop! Welcome back.
All right, now we're back. Okay, well,
is the debate over?
Yeah.
Yes. What's your thoughts on this? Do we get money though?
I think that we get money
for debating.
You get paid to debate.
The Yang Gang get me the money now.
You know who's probably pumping some diesel?
Who's that?
That skank fest.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
What is that?
Room is probably filled with diesel.
That's not a ska thing.
No,
it's a perfectly missed opportunity for a ska festival name.
What is it? I've only seen
Skank and Pimple.
Yeah,
Skank and Pimple.
Skank Fest is a comedy festival. Run by some guys who are...
These are the guys that...
nasty little devils.
Yeah.
Oh.
They like to say... They're like Chi-Chi. They
talk about poo-poo and pee-pee.
Yeah.
They put banana up there.
I fart in my hand, then I shake yours.
Yeah.
That's what they do?
This is like... Yeah, that's one of their main things they do.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so...
They talk about that kind of stuff on podcasts and...
They talk about jacking off.
Ew.
What happened there?
Well, Louis came and they did it, gave him a standing ovation.
Again?
What? Yeah. That's real?
He got in trouble for doing that last time.
Yeah. Louis came and they gave him a standing ovation.
Ugh.
Oh, Rod's standing up. He's about to clap. Rod, don't clap.
No, I'm not.
Sit down.
No, I'm not standing up.
Well, because they are really excited to hear Louis's new jokes.
What do you think they are?
His new jokes are probably about how,
that SJW culture has gone too far.
What? Hey, these kids these days with their phones. It's like I can't say anything.
I need an app to find out.
I
need
an app.
Snapgram.
I need an app to tell me what gender I am.
Right, yeah, he probably has a hot take like that.
Yeah.
He's probably like, these kids these days, the phone's publicizing everything. Now I can't just act the way that I am. And yes. I can't just be a bad person. Or else people will know.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when everyone stood up.
And people stood up to applaud him because he's got these killer hot takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
What's your favorite hot take?
My favorite hot take?
What's your hottest take that you have personally?
Oh, personally?
Yeah.
My favorite hot take that I have is... I don't know. That's a really hard question to
Rod,
answer.
Rod, besides all this,
what's
all
your favorite hot take that I have?
Wait, that Wit has?
Yeah.
Well, Wit is actually he's famously very private.
Yeah, I'm a really private guy now.
Why? So it's like hard to really know.
I decided 2 weeks ago I've been famously private, Clay.
That's cool.
So like ask me something about my personal life because I give up too much information about my personal life when I do something.
When did you lose your virginity?
When you like, don't know.
Whoa. All right.
But I'll tell you this.
Uh-huh.
You cannot avoid answering the question.
Well, yeah, you can.
Okay.
Ask me again.
The same question?
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity?
I'll say one thing about that.
Okay.
I was pretty young.
Okay.
Like
but
five?
I'm not going to tell you how old.
All
like,
right.
15?
I was really young, too.
I was, probably something. Exactly 15. But in private, you said it, not me. Ask me another question.
How many times have you been in love?
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not gonna just go out there and say it. But let's just say, I never really knew what it felt like to be in love until recently.
Oh, wow! Okay. I feel like you just did the opposite.
Wow.
How?
You are private.
That's like a very.
Did you hear how I said it?
Oh.
That's like,
So I'm private.
That was actually very open of you.
No, it's not. I was private because you heard how I said that. Can I try? If I was not private, I said, I'm... Oh,
wait, wait, can I
want
try?
Me to sell, this is it, then. But I was like...
Can I try?
Yeah.
Can I try?
Yeah,
can
sure.
I try? Wait, Claire, are you private now, too?
Yeah, that's private. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How much money do you have in your bank account?
If you really want to know, I would say probably $1,000 and also $200, and I have to pay rent in a couple of days. So afterwards, I'll probably only have $200 to $300 in my bank account.
See? Private. Yes.
That's private.
Yeah. See? Very private.
So I know. I didn't tell you anything that would be...
He's actually being...
I basically just said, I don't know.
He's actually being very open.
Why? How?
He's barely even. You can barely even hear him, though.
I can't hear the guy. And he
Rod,
was,
ask me something.
No,
really
that's
personal.
Like
he's slithering around in his chair.
Asking me something really personal, and I'll find.
I'm just
way
saying,
to
like, I'm just saying. Here's the thing. You're being just completely open with it.
How?
I am not. Ask me. Okay, watch. Ask me an extremely personal question, and then I will weasel out. I'm not giving him a straight answer.
Yeah.
Go for it. Because he's private.
I had an extremely personal question.
Extremely personal.
I
can't wait for this.
All he's thinking about is anal. Rod's having to shovel mounds of anal out of his mind just to get to a question.
I was gonna ask you, do you do anal?
Okay. Do I do anal? Let me think about that and how I would like to answer it.
As a private person.
Sometimes in bed. I like to do a little anal, and that's during intercourse. I like it so much. I do it every day.
Dad. See?
No, I think you guys are. I think you're.
So yeah, I mean,
confused.
I can barely even
you're
hear
confused
him.
Confused, whispering. Yeah.
What?
With
I was not whispering.
Being private.
Right. I don't know. Clay is private. Now ask me a question. I'll be private. See, I'm not whispering. Okay.
When's the last time you jerked off?
Well, I'll tell you that it definitely wasn't today, but it also wasn't Monday. So not today, not Monday.
Yeah.
So
today is, of course, Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, so it wasn't today, Wednesday, and it wasn't Monday. So let's just say I have jerked off in the time in between that. So, yeah.
I mean...
I mean, I feel really comfortable here because I have also been known to be a pretty private person, so it's just nice to be in this situation.
Yeah.
What's the most private thing I can ask, Chris?
Yeah,
let's brainstorm here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, you won't break me.
okay.
Let's brainstorm here.
You guys are quietly brainstorming.
Let's brainstorm. Let's privately brainstorm.
This is a quiet brainstorm on the podcast.
I'm privately brainstorming. I don't want Christian to know what I'm thinking about. But if I had to ask him a question, what would the question be about? Okay. Maybe something about family stuff, or maybe something about his biggest regret.
What type of point? No.
What kind of.
Always ask him.
Oh,
what...
yeah, let's ask him that.
Okay.
You ask him.
Hey, Chris, come here. Can you come here for a second?
Yeah, over there?
Yeah, just right here. One step back, please. Why do you. Take. Put your camera away. Okay, one photo. Okay. Is this your dog? Did you bring a dog?
The dog's got a weird bark. Sounds kind of like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Your dog need to go to the vet?
No.
Okay,
Chris.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Uh-huh, anything. I mean, you probably are not going to get anything out of me.
What type of porno you watch?
Oh, my God. I could never even dream of saying what kind of things I'm watching on my computer. What if I... You know, I don't barely even do stuff like that. I do, like, what would I type in? Like, POV? or jerk off instructions? And turn it off before cum eating instructions?
Wow. See, I don't know nothing about
it. I don't think I learned a damn thing.
Yeah, so Rod, what is your argument?
I would just say it's... I think you guys don't understand what being private
is. All right, you show us what you think private
can
is.
Can I do something real quick?
Wait, I want Rod to show us what
Can I do one thing one quick?
What, yeah.
Rod, come here.
Oh, what the?
Okay, thank you. He deserved it. Now, Rod, thank you, Chris. Now, Rod, you show us what being private is, okay? Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All right, what's the saddest you've ever been in your life?
And you want me to be private? I could just tell you, but you want me to be private about it?
Be private. Show us what you think private is.
Right. If I was a private person, I would just say I'm not comfortable talking about something like that.
Oh, I think you think private is... You're mixing up private and boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's very boring.
I just...
That's extremely boring.
Basic.
So you're actually not private. You're boring.
Hey, basic. Rod, can you come here real quick?
Yeah.
What... Thank you, and thank you for the picture.
Don't post that picture anywhere. Okay. Whoop.
Ooh, it's on.
I posted it.
You just posted
it. Welcome to Instagram.
What is that?
Would you like to post a photo?
Oh, Clay. Sorry, that's Clay, you need to turn off the voice.
That's the voice of Instagram.
Why are you turning me off?
Oh, did you turn it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool. So, Chris, you're a marriage expert.
Of course I am.
So this is not the first time we've had a marriage expert, but actually Joe Pera was a marriage expert, but he actually lied.
Yeah. What?
And he felt bad about it, so he left mid-podcast.
I'm not sure something Rob would do, but go off.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Chris.
Yeah.
Some stuff about marriage. How did you propose, and were people around?
No one was around.
Mm-hmm.
It was Christmas Day.
Nice. You have a Christmas album? Are you listening to it?
No.
Okay.
Was Santa in the room?
Santa was there.
Okay. Wait, really?
All the elves? No.
Oh.
Let's see something wrong with you.
No.
My plan was that I was just going to put the ring in the bottom of the stocking.
Yeah.
And then my wife got me like a camera. Like
what
a,
is that? What is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a camera.
A Polaroid camera.
Wait, but why does my camera sound like this?
There's a cat in there.
Yeah, it's a cat.
Why does mine sound like this? You took your photo.
Oh, you gotta turn that off.
Turn that's your iPhone.
Turn the voice off.
Yeah, that's a voice assistant. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so you put the thing in the stock.
I was gonna do, I did do that, and then I was... We were getting ready to go, and I was waiting for her because we were going to go to her parents' house. And I like changed my mind at the last minute, and then I ran outside with the camera and grabbed the ring, and I took a picture of the camera, and I put the photo like face down on the table. And then when she was ready to go, I was like, "Oh, look at that picture before we leave." And then she flipped it, and it was a ring. And then I got down on one knee.
Ooh-wee. You dropped something?
Baba booey.
He said baba booey.
And what did she say?
She said fa fa fo hi.
She said yes.
No way.
Yeah.
And then how long did it take y'all to have the marriage?
Not very long. Like, that was in December, and we got married in September, I guess. So, like, September. 9 months. September 26th.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. And was it a big wedding?
There was, like, 100 people there.
That's a lot.
Did you have a band?
No, DJ.
And what was the dance to?
Well, it was supposed to be to a song, an Iron and Wine song that we both really like.
This one where he goes,
yeah. Yeah.
And then the mic starts feeding back. And loud,
yeah. But our DJ lost the song when we got out onto the dance floor.
It was so quiet, you couldn't.
Yeah, and
how you lose it?
Yeah, and you go, "Where's the song?"
Was he spinning records?
No, she was.
Rod.
Wrong.
Crap.
I think it was just on her computer, but somehow she lost the song, and she was just like, she looked at me, and she was just like,
"Get a song after you lose."
I know, and then and she said, "I can just play a Beyonce song," and so she played
All the Single Ladies.
Halo by Beyonce, and we danced to that.
How's that one go?
And you were pissed off.
Halo! I actually was more pissed off than I was surprised at how pissed off I was. I mean, I kept it inside for sure, but when I think about it, it makes me mad.
because Beyonce is a corporation and Iron Wine is punk.
That's right. That's why it makes me mad, yeah.
Well,
I gotcha.
Okay. It's probably more because you had, like, you had it how you thought it was supposed to be.
Don't put words in his mouth.
Yeah, all Rod's thinking about right now is that song by Iron and Wine about Naked As We Came, because Rod came two times in this room today.
He's trying to put words in his mouth, but he really wants to fall off his ass.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Rod, get your thumb out your ass.
My own ass. I'm just
Rod,
like...
don't put it back in.
I'm just...
Rod, don't touch
get your thumb out your ass.
I just want to be clear. This Thanks, is Rod. My own ass, and I can do what I want to it.
Okay, you're right. You're
he
right,
admits
you're right.
it.
You're right. All right. So,
Rod!
So let me get... Now, all cards off the table. I don't know exactly what that means.
It means you're getting all the cards off the table. Let's get real.
So we can start.
Means the game. Game's over.
Game's over. Okay.
Time to get real.
Game's over.
And then say time to get real.
Did you have sex?
That night?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really cool. Now, I'll tell you something my brother did with his wife the night they got married. Around 5 p.m., they just went into their room and had sex.
And came back?
Came back because they knew that they would be too tired when the whole thing was over to, like, slam skin.
Right.
You know what I mean? And full of beef. It's hard at a wedding. I can't imagine losing your...
Full of beef?
Imagine losing... Yeah. From the wedding food.
Oh, okay.
I love wedding food. Imagine, though, losing your virginity after your wedding. You're so full of steak and cake.
Yeah.
You gotta go...
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go in there and have sex for the first time. It's like...
A belly full of burgers and dogs, and you want me to put this where?
Oh, yeah. I got my whole belly is filled with
burgers and dogs.
Burgers and dogs, steak and cake.
And the steak and cake.
Not to mention apple fritters.
Nah. I probably had a beer.
You're a shinkman.
Yeah,
somebody.
You've had plenty of beer knowing you, Ron.
Well, I would have had a few beers.
Yeah, you had a few beers today before you came in here.
Well, yeah, just a few.
A few times nine.
Hey,
he has a problem.
Yeah, he does.
Rod, what did
so
I tell you?
You did have sex for the first time that night with your wife.
Yes.
Really?
No. Okay. We do it. We've done it. Probably before then.
How many times are we talking?
Let's see. We were together for...
If this is a double-digit number, I want to scream.
2015.
I'm going to give you a high five.
So we got married towards the end of 2015. We started dating...
Ooh, it seems big.
Like
I'm 2000, ready to get your high like, five,
in like 2000... The end of 2003.
Oh, wow. Oh,
but we got,
this is...
We broke up for a year in 2009.
Right after Obama was elected.
My hand's getting tired.
Right.
What's the number?
It is, let's say, on average, like three times a week, four times a week.
Oh! Wow.
You know, gotta be.
So you knew how to do it by the time it's your wedding.
I mean, you might as well as many as you can before you go to hell. What else?
Yeah, you do it one time, you're going to hell.
Yeah,
that's why it's there. That's why it's filled with people. And that's why I'm not going to be mortal.
And but Rod is.
Oh, Rod! Yeah, Rod's gonna be. He's gonna be the king of hell.
Well,
the devil.
Whoa. That sounds
that's
pretty.
Probably the best position you can be in
really
when you're in
tight.
Hell.
Yeah, that. I mean, Rod.
I hope they serve beer in hell.
I mean, I'm saying.
Well, if you're the king, you'll be in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the next day after having sex and wedding, do you feel relief? You feel like, wow, we did it, or do you just go back to your normal life? Or do you go on a honeymoon right away?
No, we didn't. We went on our honeymoon a few months later.
Where?
Iceland.
That seems cold.
That's
it was
beautiful.
Cold. It was beautiful. Iceland.
Why not a beach?
Because we're from Florida.
That makes sense.
But I'm from the beach, and I want to go to...
The beach?
The beach more.
Yeah. I don't like the beach.
You see that Aurora Borealis?
Yeah.
That's cool.
My wife was very excited about it, and I was
supportive. Wait, what were you supportive?
I was also excited.
I was
enthusiastic.
I was trying to.
You're a team player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, why don't you like the beach?
It's so hot and it's so sandy.
Love it.
And it gets me dirty.
We jump in the water and wash the dirt off.
But then it's dirty water.
Dirty water, my guy.
No, what's then, salt if not
hey,
dirt?
You're talking about dirty water. You're pumping diesel all over the town.
Yeah, I mean,
I pump Clay, it dry, baby.
Clay famously take a bath. He get the water dirty.
I get the water dirty.
But you pump diesel. Do you pump diesel in the bath?
That's right. It's a bubble bath.
Because you pump a diesel in the bubble bath.
Yeah, dude, I smell like a fucking BP in there.
A beep beep. Because you also pump diesel into a car.
Yeah. Okay. You smell like a car in there.
That's is that where they got the name BP?
Yes.
Because it's
BP. BP.
Yeah.
Beep beep.
Okay. So what
else are we doing?
Well, he's a marriage expert.
We're okay. talking about his what? Marriage.
Okay. So all right. Listen. I was like, we all want to get married. We all want to have sex. This sounds like the best. What else?
Well, I want to know what it's like to after you're married.
So you've been married?
You make a lot of money.
4 years.
Rod, let almost. Me speak.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Clay.
Did you make money off this little thing?
Like in a way,
you're scamming them.
That's not about the money, man.
Well, I guess so. I guess in a
get
way,
down, brass tack.
In a way, you make money. Because you don't have to spend as much money on like rent and stuff because you share your financial responsibilities. And then there's also some tax breaks you get when you're married.
And so,
what were you collecting at the door is what I'm asking here.
At the door?
Yeah, you pass around.
Hey, from the
We definitely made money at the wedding. Yeah.
We pass around the plate.
A couple grand?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple. I mean, we spent most of it on the
we're
honeymoon.
We're talking upwards of four figures.
You talk about you
find four figures would be one, two, three, four.
It'd be 1,000.
It would be at least 1,000 or
999. Chris.
Nine.
But you buy a
sportswear
with it?
Did I buy sportswear with it? We bought fancy.
Chris.
It's Clay.
You buy a sports car with it?
I buy a I can't hear what you're saying. I hear sports,
Chris,
but I don't...
Chris!
What?
Answer my last question. Would you buy a sports car or not?
Sports...
Hey, Chris.
Okay.
We're talking about the money that you made at the wedding.
Okay.
Hey, you paid that money.
Okay.
Do you buy a sports car?
Sports...
He's talking, asking you right now. Did you take the cash? Do you stay up and take it to the dealer and
you.
Buy yourself
Thank
a sports
you.
Car?
Oh,
you.
Sports car?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know why you're an expert on that. Because if I got money out of my wedding,
upwards four figures.
Four, if I was making upwards of four figures and I got to have sex the same day, I'd be buying a fucking Lambo and driving around town.
That I don't think that you can get a Lambo for.
Woo! Just had sex. Whoa! Just had sex.
Did you go? I just had sex.
Yeah.
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 Cool. All right, one question.
I'm gonna have sex
Final
again,
question.
Clay. Kate, I'm driving.
Final question. Now, did you know your wife was the one before you married her? Because every day you'd look upon her thine eyes and say to yourself, "Hubba hubba."
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, because that I feel that way right now. Okay, cool. So that's good to know.
About what?
Well, it's good to know that is a good signifier if you should get married. If you look at your partner and you think to yourself, hubba hubba.
Clay,
after all those years, is that what you thought about
Clay,
your partner
engaged.
When you got
when
engaged?
Will you marry me? Because I can't get enough of your cans.
Oh, yeah?
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She goes, I will marry you.
However,
she goes, we have to share the sports car. And I go, no.
Oh, that's every man's way in here, fellas. Is it your nightmare that your girlfriend, your wife, goes into your man cave, goes into your garage, and messes with your sports
Is Louie about
car?
To no. show up? Because I feel like I'm at skank
Well,
fast.
I'm telling you the truth right now, man. My ultimate...
You're saying no?
What if my freaking... This is why I don't get married. What if my freaking wife wanted to touch my grill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. I couldn't even imagine.
Ugh. Or not to mention, what if she found my...
What are you going to try to do, make Barbie dolls?
Well, I don't know. That's not bad. Well, that's not so bad.
Where am I supposed to keep my Playboys? I keep them on the coffee table. I get married. I got it. My wife ain't going to be cool with me putting my Playboys on the coffee table.
My wife and I share a car.
I will say
that's cool.
What in the...
A sports car.
I will say this.
What?
I'm currently a bachelor, right? Bachelor life. Right?
Yeah.
Are you engaged?
I'm engaged.
He is engaged.
Cool. Me too. I am a bachelor. I do have an overage girlfriend, but other than that, I'm a bachelor.
Yes. I'm engaged. And the best part about being a bachelor, freaking porno mags I have on my coffee table. My coffee table is a little small.
Well, and what I love about your place that I don't have the room for is you have that little rack with different whiskeys and the glass for the scotch right next to the porno mag coffee table.
Remember my box of Cubanos?
Yeah, you got those, and you got that box of Cubanos right next to your Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Which I love about your place, but I don't got that kind of room.
Can you tell
roommate.
Me, what's your favorite Blu-ray?
My favorite Blu-ray?
Dark Knight?
It's probably, it's Dark Knight, but it's also,
Reservoir Dogs?
The Breakup?
Keep name
The Breakup.
Yeah, what's that movie? Keep name
The Breakup?
Breakup is good.
Wait.
Pulp Fiction.
Dodgeball?
Name movie?
Hateful Eight.
No.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Close.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
That's right.
So you got your Cubanos next to your Jay and Silent Bob, next to your porno mags, right on the coffee table next to your whiskey with the scotch glasses. Yes. Those ribbed scotch glasses.
And this is just ribbed. Classic single man
that
lifestyle.
And then after having sex the first time, aka my wedding day, here comes my now wife with her box of Barbie dolls to come in to my bachelor pad.
Yeah,
well, you don't already live together? Don't you already live together?
She keeps that box outside.
Outside?
Until he's no longer a bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she's just waiting for the day to lock you up.
She's gonna, knowing her, she's gonna line his place with Barbie dolls.
Wall to wall.
She's probably gonna play with them on my James.
Not to mention
and
she's
my USQ-verse Blu-ray.
Well, and your John Cassavetes box
and my
set.
John Cassavetes box set. It has Kelly and Chinese Shadows. She's gonna start playing with her Barbie dolls and scratching them all up.
And not to mention she's probably gonna try to cook some healthy junk on your grill.
Oh no.
Yes.
Like,
does your wife ever do that?
Fried, like a fried lettuce.
Like
go
some
off
eggplant.
Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, go off your wife. Off.
My wife actually hates eggplant.
Yeah.
But she is vegan.
Is she a guy's girl?
She is a bit of a guy's girl.
Woo! You hit the jackpot.
She's kind of one of the guys.
So she's cool to drink beer with you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo! Did she ever watch the game?
She... is the one who would watch the game between the two of us.
Okay, let's go over everything we learned today.
Okay.
I didn't write anything down. I want to look at this. Maybe just write it down real quick.
What?
First thing I'm going to write down is Christopher is going to hell. So yeah,
why?
Look forward to, because of the sex before marriage.
The four times a week sex.
Okay. Yeah.
You read a little thing called the Bible?
Yeah.
And Rod, don't forget... Rod.
Those all canceled today, too?
Well, Rod is canceled because he thinks that only men should be DJs.
Can we uncancel Chris? Because he's going to hell. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
If you're going to hell, you can be uncanceled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncancel him. Uncancel Chris. Him.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm back, baby.
What are you canceled for?
I'm not canceled. I'm cool.
Wait.
He did get canceled earlier.
No, I never did.
Canceled.
I'm cool.
What's that?
No, cool. He said something. He said something.
I probably got canceled for making fun of you for pumping diesel all over the Forever Dog office.
What did Rod not get canceled?
Yeah, basically, exactly perfect question.
His white-only t-shirt.
And he doesn't know what prize
it is.
I don't understand this at all.
That's Rod, not what that...
Rod, you know what? Maybe you should be a bit more private with your thoughts.
Whatever Wit was canceled for, let's put on Rod.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
Rod thinks private is what being boring is.
No, that's...
What? No, that's what...
That's not what I think.
Oh, what do you think?
I think it's just like not being completely open. You're just not open with it.
You don't like to be open?
No.
So like
I'm private.
Closed.
Okay.
So you're private. It seems like you like to be closed off. You're not open to new ideas.
No, I am open to new ideas. No, I am. Yeah.
So basically, you're basically...
What is he canceled for? I'm trying to...
Well, he's number
you're,
one. He
you're
just
talking about it right now.
Okay, so the white-only thing we didn't like.
We don't like that.
That's a white t-shirt.
I don't like that either.
Review.
Like
that. Although we did suggest Rachel, that like he it? Does other types of shirts.
I'll do all kinds of t-shirts.
With, and then Rod shoved his hand into his pockets.
Yeah.
And a ticket came out. Let me see what this ticket says. Skankfest. for the Louis.
Wait, there's only. An autograph on the back.
Wait, let's see. The autograph, it's kind of squiggly. So L O U. Oh,
it says to my to my biggest fan.
My biggest fan.
No, I'm not that.
Rodney Thomas.
I'm not.
Rod.
You're bringing this kind of crap into our podcast at the Forever Dog Studio. Listen, I know this place smells like there's been actually pumping some diesel all over this place, but it's not. It's not. We're not that. Okay.
What are we rating this?
What?
I don't know.
All the stuff?
Yes.
Well, I'd say we learned a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
So yeah. I think that easily my favorite thing about this podcast is that I now know that if you continue to think hubba hubba when you look into the eyes of the person that you love,
yeah,
maybe you should get married. I think that that's why I say that this podcast is a 10 out of 10. What about you, Chris?
I agree. 10 out of 10.
But why?
Well, what did we learn? We learned all about Ma, how to spell it.
Yeah.
Stuff that Rod likes.
Yeah.
Good, for better or for worse, we learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 10 out of 10.
I feel like it's good to have these type of discussions. I don't want to silence anyone.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, you can be as vile as Rod and or as clean as Wit. And
thank
I'd
you.
Love to hear them both.
Yeah. It takes all kinds. It
takes all kinds. Rod, what did you learn today?
Actually, I had a really bad time at the podcast today. And I really think you guys were maybe a little bit too mean to me.
Oh, is it because I brought up different like?
Wait, what you're saying, you're confusing mean with being honest and forthcoming. Yes.
No. I think you guys are actually being pretty mean to me today.
Why?
I'm sorry.
And even though you guys are being a little bit mean to
but
me.
You guys
have hit me several times, and Chris keeps taking pictures of it.
Well, it's because you got problems, my
and
buddy.
I just feel like this is like a difficult episode of podcast for me.
I'm learning something, Rod. Rod says don't punch Nazis.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just don't punch me.
I actually agree with that. Free speech, baby.
Just don't. But I still had a really fun time with my friends, and I have to give the podcast a 10 out of 10.
Okay. What about you?
Oh, nice.
This is what I learned. What's the first thing? What are y'all trying to be the Apparently Kid? What WTF? What the fuckers? What the fucking ears? What the fuck? Rod said what? Whites only. I don't get it.
What about Bob Muir?
Bob Muir said he wants to have his pizza in the slide. If he drops his gold coins in the ball pit, he should have one of the employees find the gold coins or take him at his word of how many gold coins he had. What else did we learn? I wrote some other things all about cancellation, and in the debates we should have both left and right views at all times during the Democratic debates.
So what'd you give it?
I give it a freaking 10.
That's a perfect score.
That's
a perfect podcast. So everybody, thanks for listening. That's the end. Hit it, Clay.
You want to end it like that?
What? No. How else are you going to end it? Well, you got to ask Chris. You want to ask Chris to promote anything?
Oh, yeah. Chris, what's up? You got a new album?
I do, but I can't talk about it.
Okay. Look more into it?
Well, Clay.
What are you talking
about? Great. See? Look what we just did.
You made have me anything that you want to promote with?
I have a show on the 21st of July.
Let's go off, King.
Go to it in LA, please. And I have other shows. What about you, Chris?
I am going on tour in August and September. My tour dates are at hotguywithglasses.com.
I heard you're doing more shows.
That's possible.
It's Chris Farron tour, or is it?
It's Chris Farron tour.
Chris Farron's back. He's ditched that other guy.
I ditched touched him, I called him and I said, "It's over, baby."
Yeah. And
then
you took a picture, didn't you?
Yeah.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.